Jose, I got a question for you.
Okay.
You seem to be following the debate on gay rights and gay marriage a lot.
Oh, you mean on Facebook? And
Yeah. You post a lot about that on Facebook. So I it's clear to see what your stance is on that.
I'm sorry. I know that I probably, to a lot of people, I post a lot, but even I find it humorous.
Mm-hmm. What humorous?
The fact that I post so much about it. I mean, uh-huh. I'm not gay myself, but
yeah,
I'm
I
sure
know that.
But a lot of people probably think, God, you know, like Jose must be gay. Be that concerned about stuff like that.
Especially if you're single, right? So.
I think a lot of people would get confused. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gay. But when I see an issue of equal rights so clear in front of me, and I see people who normally would say, oh, but black people should be given equal rights.
Mm-hmm.
And they would normally say that quite quickly, but somehow they don't see the same kind of equivalency for gay people. I would say it literally makes me upset. And maybe that's what makes me post so much about it, talk so much about it.
Okay. Well, what's the problem now? What's the problem these days?
Okay. Well, I think the center of the argument is mostly in the United States.
Yeah.
In Europe, you don't have so much of a problem for it. Canada is fairly enlightened country.
I think
mm-hmm. A lot of it is because of the fact that before, in America, there were so many individual American states literally banning homosexuals from being able to marry, that in the last year, because of some decisions made at the Supreme Court and challenges made by both the anti and the pro factions concerning same-sex marriage.
So wait, let me stop you. You said individual states in America were either banning or legalizing the right for gay marriage?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those states were doing that a lot, and that was in the front of the news. A lot of news was talking about those states. Mm-hmm. A lot of the battle for same-sex marriage in those states in the last couple of years has been so heated that it's something that has brought a lot of pro and anti argumentation to the front. And
yeah.
And when I hear people arguing against gay marriage, it just I really just am not at all convinced by anything anybody says against it. I don't see how. If two people, mm-hmm. whoever they are, if they're black and white, if they're Asian and Indian, want to get married, how that at all can affect you, and you'd probably, but how anyone can say, well, of course that doesn't affect me. Okay, well then how can two men who want to get married, how can two women who want to get married somehow affect you? See, I'm getting all emotional already.